Kaneko and George Quali with Crank It, Thursday night on KMFM, 8:05. You're listening to Glenn Scott. And tonight, Charlie XCX is hanging.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am very good, and I am so obsessed with your new single, After the After Party. It's out now. It sounds so good. The video looks like one of the funnest videos to film, was it?
Yes. Oh my gosh, it was so fun. We did it over 2 days on like two night shoots. So we were shooting from like 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. and it was just wild. It was like a full-on zombie party with a foam party at the end, so it was great.
See, is that the aim with most of your videos? Because from some of your other videos, it always seems like it's just a party in itself. Do you always go to the person who's directing it and being like, actually, I just want to have fun. I don't really want a serious video this time. I just want to have a good time.
Exactly. That's always the vibe. It's always a party wherever I go. That's how I like to keep it.
What normally goes on behind the scenes of a video shoot that most people don't realise? Because obviously it looks really fun there, but is there like a bit of a boring bit that nobody realises?
Yeah, there is definitely that. But I mean, for this particular shoot, like my first call time was like 3 a.m. So it was like there was kind of fun stuff going on, and we had like a lot of fun champagne and things on the rider to keep us preoccupied, so it was okay.
And that's all you need, isn't it, in any situation?
Exactly.
As long as you've got champagne on the side, it's all okay.
Exactly, I agree.
Can you tell me a bit about the new track? Like, how did it come about?
Yeah, so this was one of the last songs I wrote for the album, and really I just wanted to make the most party, pop, powerful song that I could. And After the After Party came out, I wrote it in London with some of my friends, and it just felt so perfect and so right. And I, you know, then I had this idea to put a rap feature on the song, and I was really into this guy Lil Yachty and had been listening to his album a lot, so I hit him up on Twitter and asked him whether he would want to be on it, and he said yes, and it all kind of just went from there, really.
Is it as easy as that nowadays? You literally just DM someone on Twitter and the next thing like,
well,
happens.
I mean, it was for this particular one, but if I'm honest, I was really surprised that he replied. Like, I thought I was gonna kind of get totally blanked, but I was lucky in this situation.
You were saying it's the lead single from a new album. How close are we to an album announcement?
The album's going to be in May, but it's done, you know, it's been done for a while, and I'm just kind of putting the final finishing touches to it, and I can't wait for people to hear it. It's definitely like the most pop thing I've ever done.
We'll get back to chatting to Charlie XCX, and we will play her new single After the After Party after this on KMFM. It's Boom Clap. So good to hear this again. Charlie XCX, Boom Clap. You're on KMFM, 8:10, Thursday night. And Charlie is on the show this evening.
KMFM.
Let's talk about parties, as your single gives us the perfect excuse. Because normally when you go to a party, everyone kind of fits a specific role. Like, there's somebody who always takes control of the music. There's somebody who's always the first up to dance. There's somebody who's always out in the garden. There's someone who always makes friends with the dog, if there's a dog there. If you could fit in any category of party person, which one would you fit in?
I think I'd be the person, either the person by the bar or the person first on the dance floor. Those sound like me.
Okay, so it overlaps over both of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you must have been to a lot of really good parties. What's like the maddest thing you've ever seen at a party? Obviously completely radio friendly here.
Yeah,
please.
Let me think. When I was doing an awards show in America a couple of years ago, we were in one of those like RV kind of like camper van things where you know like that get turned into dressing rooms, and we got locked out of ours, so we had to climb in through the roof. So that was quite a fun party moment.
If you're already climbing through the roof at the beginning of the party, then you
exactly.
know it's going to be a good one for the rest of it.
The only way is up.
Have you ever been at a party where you've kind of looked across the room and you've seen someone and been like, oh my god, is that that person, and just been totally starstruck?
I did a few things in Cannes a couple of years ago, and there were definitely a few Leonardo DiCaprio sightings, which is always
wow.
a bit like, whoa, that's crazy, because he's, you know, one of the hugest actors ever.
Yeah.
But I actually just felt really bad for him because he had like so many people around him the whole time, and I was like, well, that must be so stressful.
It's true. I suppose that's the life of Leonardo DiCaprio now, though.
Props.
Although it seems like, from some of the stuff we've seen, it seems like Leo knows how to party anyway. Well, I'm going to hit play on your new single on KMFM now. Can I leave you to introduce it, please?
Of course. Hey guys, I'm Charlie XCX, and this is my brand new song, After the After Party.
After the after party, we're gonna keep it going.